Happy New Year! I will be saying that, Lord bless, and say the same, possibly, for the entire month of January. We'll never get tired of hearing that we are in a new year, and we should be in a new place in our mind. We should be in a new place even with our speech and even with our walk. Happy New Year! Are you enjoying 2022? Hopefully we are. We do not know exactly what all will be coming with 2022. We do understand and realize that COVID and Omicron are here with us, and hopefully they will dissipate throughout the year. Right? Right. But let us not be ignorant of the facts, but let us be mindful of one another. I think that may be a better way of putting it. And some people say, well, I don't care about other people. But care about yourself and care about your own and do what is best for you in these days. We have no idea how long we will be dealing with these types of viruses. Okay? And they're just not ordinary viruses. These viruses are killers. Alrighty. Welcome to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims, live here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. And you are also listening. I'm sorry, I've already told you that. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh107.1fmradio. Another option. Download free app called TuneIn on any electronic device, and once you get it downloaded, please search WWGH, or you can call in during live broadcast. Well, I say in-house live broadcast. This broadcast will be live, but it will be over the phone, and you will not be able to call in or ask questions. But you could call in another day and ask that I will be on the show. My days are Monday and Tuesday, 4:15 until 5 p.m. If you would like to reconnect with me about some of my guests, okay? Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People. And we are starting today with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Their number, 732-382-8552. Also, Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Their phone number is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Last but not least, Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. The owner is Cheryl Lee. Her location is LaRue, Ohio, number 740-262-0939, and she will be my guest today. Okay, I'd like to start my show off with a thought for the day. I want to do something new and different for my show, but a thought for today, I have to hold on to that because sometimes they just are so knowledgeable. And not only that, it makes you think. And wisdom makes you think for the better way or the better course to take. And that's why I will keep them in my show. This is titled, The Value of Optimism. Okay? And it reads, when faced with problems, it can seem difficult to maintain inner cheer. The mind gets caught up with more and more negativity, fear, or worry. Because of this, the problems seem bigger than it is, and we lose ability to find solutions and work constructively. The first step I need to take when I recognize a problem is to smile to myself. When I make sure I am happy within, I know that every situation will pass and has something to teach me. Then I will find solutions, come more quickly and easily. I did look up a few things to try to clarify the value of optimism and how valuable it is to us. It is good for you. It improves your emotional well-being. It fosters better relationships and provides protections against an adverse event. It can, in many circumstances, lead to better health, more positive mood and morale, more vitality, has a sense of mastery and high self-esteem. Feel in control of their destiny, people do that have high optimism, and can smile even in the midst of adversity. My caller is coming in now, so let me get her. Hello.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm good, Geraldine. How are you?
Real good.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, and Happy New Year's to you. May you have a Christ-filled 2022.
Oh, thank you. That was beautifully said. Same to you.
Thank you. Well, that's what I've been sharing with people. You know, when they're saying Happy New Year's, like, Happy New Year's to you. May you have a Christ-filled 2022. Yes. But I guess we have to just wear Christ out on our sleeve, do we not, sometimes?
Yes. Walk him out. Talk him out. Smile him out.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Well, lo and behold, no snow for Christmas, but I looked outside, what was it, Sunday? And I had to gasp. I had no idea we were going to have white grass.
I know. And you know, I had told my husband, Calvin, that this was the first year it did not bother me at all not to have a white Christmas.
Really?
I guess my childhood is over, Linda.
I get it.
Yeah. But you're right. When winter hit us on Sunday, I was like, okay, I know that we have had a wonderful fall and we've had a great winter so far, because they were calling for extremely cold temps. And I just like, well, I guess it's finally going to come. But again, you know, you go outside and it's dry and it's like, this is great. I could handle this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Linda, I want to thank you for allowing me to come on and to talk to you and your viewers. You know, my heart is just always overflowing with Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
CEF is how I shorten it down. So if anyone wants to know, Child Evangelism Fellowship, you know, it was founded in 1937, and I'll tell you, just in our chapter alone and just in our county, we're doing some really fun and neat things. Like, did you know, here's your trivia, Linda, did you know that we just changed our chapter name?
Mm-mm.
Yes, we did. We got that approved in December because our chapter has grown. Our chapter has grown, and we have got it approved rather than Greater Findlay Chapter. Now we are West Central Chapter.
Okay.
And I know it's not ideal, but it seems to, it kind of encompasses all of the counties. Because, see, Marion County is the furthest east of our chapter.
Okay.
And then we go west from here. And if you will, I'll go ahead and read our news release, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
And it says, Child Evangelism Fellowship, the news release. In recognition of the growth of our local chapter, the Child Evangelism Fellowship of Ohio has approved changing our name from the Greater Findlay Chapter to the West Central Chapter. Under the directorship of Mike Todd, of which you know Mike,
mm-hmm.
for over 20 years, the Good News Clubs, Christian Youth and action clubs, excuse me, summer camps, and fair booth activities have expanded greatly. The local ministry of spreading the gospel to the youth has expanded from its origin in Hardin and Hancock counties to include Allen, Southeast Henry, Logan, Marion, North Union, Putnam, Wyandotte, and Wood. So with that, Wood County, this name change recognizes the achievement of our committed staff and the many, many volunteers in all of our counties who have worked tirelessly to bring the message of Christ to unchurched youth. Since its founding in 1937, Child Evangelism Fellowship has grown into a worldwide mission, now teaching over 23 million children across the globe. Our goal is not only the salvation of all children, but also providing a path for church membership for their parents and caregivers. So, if they want to know more, then they can contact me. And my number is 740-262-0939. But that's our news release to let people know that we are growing, and we have been growing, and we wanted to have a chapter name that served that growth. And our staff is just doing wonderful. And, you know, you had asked earlier today if I could kind of like give an update of what we've been doing for, you know, to overcome the challenges of COVID and what we've been doing the last year. And I'll tell you, you know, God has plans, and his plan is always better than any plan we can do. And all we can do is be willing to serve and hold on for the roller coaster ride, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it has been a wild one this past year. But we have been able to, our meeting that we had in December, the numbers that I have was that as of September 1st, the Lord had allowed us to share the good news with nearly 2,700 children, 2,700 children. And we know at least 44 of those children have said yes to Jesus. Now, a lot of people, a lot of your listeners may say, well, 2,700 and only 44 children have said yes to Jesus? But stop and think what kind of culture we're living in.
Mm-hmm.
It is getting darker and darker, and these children are not getting fed. Many of them are not getting fed but once a week in our Good News Clubs. Or, you know, in our summer camps. And so it really is important, if your listeners would like to jot down and to remember to pray for our staff and to pray for the activities that Child Evangelism CEF is doing in these counties and in Marion County. Because we are in, let me go on through this. If there are any children who are teenage years and they think that they would be interested in possibly becoming a missionary, Child Evangelism Fellowship has Christian Youth in Action, and it's a summer course, it's a summer camp that they can apply for and go to, and it gives them tools to come back and be a part of our mission field in the summertime. So they get a little bit of a snapshot of what it would be like to be a missionary.
Mm-hmm.
And we really would like to have the youth get involved, especially in Marion County. We could use the youth to get involved in CYIA and just help out in their school district, help out in another school district if they want to, because oftentimes we get familiar and comfortable with where we're at. But if they're really thinking about missions as a career, maybe they would like to help out in a different area so they're not familiar with it, you know.
Right.
And then we do have a new director, state director, Kyle Latchall, and he has some really hefty are some, I don't want to say hefty, but lofty goals for Child Evangelism Fellowship of Ohio, and for our own chapter. So,
what's his name again, Cheryl?
His name is Kyle Latchaw, Latchaw, and he's a young man, probably in late 30s, 40s. So he's got some good ideas. He's got some new energy, you know, and he's doing a really good job. He's doing a really good job. So, going into what we've been doing here in Marion, you know, because I told you it's been a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, 2021, we knew that we needed to have new volunteers, more volunteers.
Right.
So we had a partnership breakfast where we had sent out, in July, we had sent out invitations to community churches to, you know, the pastor and his wife, the head of missions, the youth pastors. They were invited to come to this breakfast and learn about Child Evangelism Fellowship, because Linda, how long have we been in this county? Are we going on 11 years now?
I started in 09. It's longer than that.
And we are like the best kept secret, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to really get the word out through the pastors and through the churches that, you know, we need helping hands. And through that, we had 13 churches present.
Good.
And we had let me see, 5, 6, 7. I think we had like 7 or 8 new volunteers step up to help.
Ooh, that's wonderful.
And I know, it's great. And they are really just so great. They have just stepped up, and when someone has gotten sick, they will fill in for us. Or, you know, we were thrown a curve with one of the county schools. They wanted us to break up our club. Now, we were having trouble enough to have a team for one club, but they wanted us to break the club in half, which would be kindergarten, first grade, and second grade in one club, third grade, fourth grade, and fifth grade in the second club. And they would be both attending the same day, but they just wanted to have, you know, the ages broken up. And God provided, because one of the new volunteers, I knew she did not want to be a lead teacher, but when I had taken this concern to our monthly meetings, because we do have a monthly meeting where we share with each other and we pray for each other, and this was brought forward, no hesitation on her part at all.
Good.
And she has been absolutely wonderful. Not only is she a lead teacher at River Valley Heritage, but she's also a helper at Pleasant and at, I think it's TAF. So she is, you know, she's just really thrown herself in there, and it's wonderful. It is absolutely wonderful to have those extra helping hands.
But God knew what CEF needed. God knew what they needed.
Oh, and it was time. Absolutely. You just can't second guess God. And I just thank him so much for bringing these people forward. We hope to have that breakfast again. It'll be in July. So we're hoping that if you have pastors listening right now, that maybe they would either contact me so that I can get a hold of them when it gets closer to the breakfast, or they would just put it on their calendar for July to contact me, which, of course, my name is Cheryl Lee, and my number is 740-262-0939. And then at that point in time, I can get a hold of them. Because it's not just the pastors, but we'd like to have their wives. We'd like to have the head of missions come. And we really want the youth group or the youth pastors to come, because I don't think they see the connection. You know, we're dealing with children in the elementary, but if we can deal with the children in the elementary and mentor them and then point them to a youth group, you know, so it's a tapestry.
Right.
It's all weaved together, So we're real excited. We are in Ridgedale for the first time this year. That is absolutely going great.
Isn't that beautiful?
I know.
Ridgedale.
Ridgedale had a policy that we could not go in, and that was okay. You know, we honored that policy, but we never really approached them either after several years had passed.
Mm-hmm.
We never approached them because we never had a team.
Right, right.
But because we had a team this year, we were able to approach them, and it was just absolutely wonderful. They opened the doors right up to us, and it was wonderful. And so the only county school, actually the only elementary in Marion County, city and county, is River Valley Liberty. We do not have a team there. So if anyone who is listening in your audience would like to get involved with a children's ministry, please call. And 740-262-0939. You know, just call and we can talk about it. And, you know, you can find out what's really needed to put a team together for a club, for the Good News Club, in a school or any other venue. You know, if we can't get into the school, we can always do it in an activity room in an apartment complex. So there's many ways of sharing the good news to children of our community.
So what happened to the other elementary school on the west side? Was that McKinley?
Okay, Garfield.
Garfield, did you get someone there?
We have got people there. It's just there is no attendance.
Still no attendance?
Right. And so we really, you know, we really need to keep praying about that. And Linda, thank you. I've got to do some follow-up on that, too, because I had mentioned to our staff for that, our club, our team for Garfield, to do, like, maybe that we could do some door-to-door campaigning before the kids got back into school. And I was a little bit under the weather, so I didn't follow through, so I do need to follow through on that. Kids are back in school now, but it's not too late to do some door-to-door campaigning on that.
True. It would be nice if you could do an all-school assembly.
Oh, wouldn't that?
You know.
Wouldn't that be sweet? Yes.
Or if they would untie some of the boundaries that they have in reference to the Word of God. I don't know. That's still my prayer.
Mm-hmm.
That things
mm-hmm.
will open up, you know, in the entire school system, even during mm-hmm. class. It's just so. And we live in this era where it's okay to put the things of God to the side as if they're really not that important.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it looks like. And that's what it sounds like. It's really not that important. So we can do this after school. We can, you know, let them come and try to entertain the children or get their attention. And if that happens, that's good. But if not, well, we're okay with it. Just like McKinley, no attendance.
Well, Garfield.
I mean, Garfield, no attendance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is so sad. And I remember the year that Deborah was there. Look how long she sat out there and prayed day after day and just prayed and no attendance.
Yeah. Yeah, so that would be a prayer list for your listener.
Yes.
A prayer request for your listeners is that. And if they are grandparents or aunts and uncles or parents of children who go to Garfield, Garfield can have a club. All they have to do is call. All they have to do is ask in the office, the school office, are the applications. And as soon as the school calls us to let us know that they have one child can make a club. And from one child, we can start growing. That's all it takes. So if your listeners know anybody who is at Garfield, even if they know, like, maybe a teacher or so who they could encourage the children to get the flyers or the registrations from the office. You know, we just need some help.
Yes.
Of getting the registrations in the children's hands so that they can get it to the parents.
You know, we used to send that home, like the first day of school, with all those other paperwork that they have. Are you still doing that, too?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. And for some reason, you know, Garfield was not, Garfield just, it didn't happen or whatever. So,
strongholds.
Again, like I said, we just need some help, you know, getting these applications or these registrations into the children's hands.
Mm.
So, a prayer request. That is a prayer request. So we are in, you're right, we are in every other school but River Valley Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
However, there could be growth in all the schools, not just Garfield, but there could be growth in all the schools.
Right.
Now, Pleasant has done real well with their club.
Mm-hmm.
They are well over 30 children a week.
Great.
And that's exciting to see because Pleasant, again, is one of our newer clubs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's real exciting to see. And I wanted to talk to everyone today because we've got our annual Luncheon and Silent Auction. Lord willing, we are planning on having it March 5th, the 5th of March. Doors will be open at 10:30. The event actually starts at 11 and it's over at 2. So it's a luncheon and a silent auction, and we have hosted this for probably 7 years at least.
Yeah.
And each year it just keeps getting better and better, and it's just more fun each year. Let me see. It is hosted at Cornerstone Alliance Church on Route 4 South and Marion Cardington Road. For any of you who have never been there, mark your calendar now, please. Mark your calendar now because we have people who come from all over the state to be a part of this luncheon and silent auction because they believe in what Child Evangelism Fellowship is doing.
Mm-hmm.
They believe in the children's ministry and how we are sharing the gospel, the love of God and the gospel with children. And so that luncheon is coming up March 5th. And if you'll mark your calendar, please, and then shortly you'll start seeing flyers at the library, hopefully, and, you know, just different places. Plus, your church will be sending by email flyers to your church, and hopefully your church will then forward it on to you. If not, you can always call Linda at the station, or you can always call me at 740-262-0939. And I will get a flyer emailed to you. I have no problem.
You're right. She has not any problem at all.
Or, you know, a lot of times, what I did last year, too, is I text it to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just take a picture of it and you just send it to people. And I know a lot of people do the texting because it's very easy. Or maybe people do the email and they get it on their phones, which is probably just as easy for them. I'm just the basic techie, that's all, just very basic. But that is coming up, and Linda, I'm really looking forward to it because it's always a lot of fun. Always a lot of fun. And let's see, if anyone would like to give to the ministry, you know, we always have to depend on people. That's why we're having this fundraiser, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have to depend on people and their generosity. If you would like to be a prayer warrior, all you have to do is choose a day and know that when school's out, we are hosting a club somewhere in the county. Lift us up. Lift the children, the clubbers from that club up. Lift the team up. You know, I pray that the doors will remain open for us. Pray that there'll be other opportunities that we can share the gospel with the children. Also, so that's a prayer warrior. That's one way that you can help without leaving your house. If you would like to give, we can set you up by giving by a check each month and or a credit card. I won't see any of your information. I can send you information so that you can set that up with our treasurer, who is very, very faithful. Jerry's very faithful and very knowledgeable. Or if you'd like to send a gift, because we are struggling to make our last year in balance, it would be make your check out to CEF, and then you can mail it to CEF, P.O. Box 454, Findlay, Ohio. And the zip code is 45839. So that P.O. Box was 454, Findlay, Ohio, and just put in the memo Marion County. And that's all you have to do. And then we can just move forward from that. But any gift that you would like to give us, you know, if we get $20 from a lot of people, that's a lot of money.
It is.
If we get $10 from a lot of people, that's a lot of money. It's just people willing to give. If you would like to give a gift of $1,000, that would be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are getting to the point where we're almost there. We're not quite, but we are almost there on meeting our end-of-the-year budget. Let me see, what else can I share with you? Oh, and then, of course, if you are interested in volunteering, if you would actually like to be a part of a team, there's always room for new people. There's always room for new people. You will have to call me, and we will walk through a volunteer's package. So there is some preliminary things that need to take place. A background check is one, because the safety of our children is number one. And the safety of our ministry is also priority. So not only do we want to keep our ministry safe, but we want to keep the children of our community safe as well. And again, you'd have to call me at 740-262-0939. So anything that Linda and I have talked about this afternoon, if you have additional questions, you know, just give us a call. Just give us a call, and we are more than willing to direct you. If I can't answer it, I can find out who can.
Right.
Let's put it that way. So.
Wow, you had a lot of good news to share with us, didn't you?
I know. It's just great because, you know, being out of the schools 2019, we had started the school year at the schools, and then we all went to remote and mm-hmm. Zoom. And, you know, by the time the kids were done with their schoolwork, they did not want to sit through a Zoom club.
Right.
Even though the Zoom clubs were fun, they were spent. And so now at the end of the school year, because it was 2019 and 2020 was the school year, so then the spring of 2020, we were asked to come back into some of the schools. So that was pretty exciting
mm-hmm.
that we had the opportunity, you know, to get back into the schools. So we were really excited about that. So it has been... It has been a challenge. Wait. No, it would be 2020 and 2021, I guess, we were asked to come back in. And so, you know, it has been a challenge, but if we're willing, Linda, like I said, if we're willing, God provides, and He has very well.
Yes, He is Jehovah Jireh, our provider, the source of our supply. And it seems like every time we think that He's not going to come through with His promises, He lets us know, gotcha. Here I am with my promises, you know. It would not be His ministry if He did not provide for it.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. And it is His ministry. You know, we're just the voice, the hands and the feet, but it is truly God's ministry who has brought us through all these years. I mean, for it to be still active in this climate,
it's like 13 years.
Culture, you know, since 1937,
right.
That's huge.
It
Look
is.
At all the different changes it has, you know, it has had to face in the culture, but the word has stayed the same. That's one thing I can say. Child Evangelism Fellowship has really fought hard to keep the Word of God, to stand on the Word of God, and to teach the children about God's love and the saving grace of Jesus. And that message doesn't change. They don't change it.
And that was the enemy's tactic, to stop the name of Jesus, to stop the children from coming and learning and singing and rejoicing in the God of their salvation, and to turn the hearts and minds of the parents away from the Lord, or even their own children learning, even if they did not want to learn. So, yes, this is during this time that the enemy thinks that he has the most power and the most influence during these times of pandemics and the terrible storms that are going on in the world. But as you say, we must stand on Christ,
absolutely,
that solid rock, because all other ground is sinking sand.
Absolutely.
It's going to fall.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, again, how we teach our children in our club, you know, to grow in Christ, we have to pray and we have to read our word. And that is as true for us,
yes,
as it is for the children. You know, in fact, one of the things that we do to prep for our lesson is CEF encourages us to go into God's word and read that lesson, no matter how familiar we think we are with it.
Mm-hmm.
And Linda, you know, there have been many a times when I've been faithful and I've gone back into God's word and I've read that lesson and I'm like, wow, where was that point before?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or wow, I thought this happened in this story, and you know, misconceptions,
right.
and or God's word, you know, like just something vivid just jumps out at me. And so you can never learn enough, I don't think, about God's word. It is it is truly there for us to learn through all of the stages of our life.
That's why when you do that, you need a fresh revelation of God, because God's mercies are new every day. And that's
mm-hmm.
why when we go to those same old things, we think we know it, we think we got it, and we go back and read it, and he turns on the light bulb. See, you didn't know that, did you? You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
That is so true.
Because we can't retain his words like he knows them, you know? And
mm-hmm.
no matter how hard we try to retain, only he is sovereign, only he is Lord, and only he is God. We can't change any of that. We're just his students and his children out here trying to do his work.
That's right. And so for any of your listeners, what I would encourage you to do is be willing.
Yes.
Don't worry about what your gift is. Forget your gift.
Right.
Because if God is leading you to help, to be helping hands somewhere else, do it. You will be blessed tremendously.
Right.
Be willing to be his helping hands, and you will be blessed.
Right.
And it doesn't make any difference whether it's with Child Evangelism Fellowship, CEF, although we would like to welcome you aboard.
Right.
But it's anywhere within your church, you know, within the school, within the Voice of Hope, Leaping Ministries, just to name a couple.
Mm-hmm.
But there are so many areas that you could help out with. And don't be fearful. I know it's a fearful time. Turn off the radio. Turn off that news. Seek uplifting news. Seek news that is sharing today's events and how it's converging with God's plan. And then don't be afraid
to go out there and do God's work, because God tells us he's not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us one of power and of love and of a sound mind. And he wants us to get out there to do his work to the very last moment.
Yes, he does, to the very last moment. You mm-hmm. know, I'm going to say this again. The enemy knows that his time is short. He's doing all that he can to destroy the family still, get children uninterested in going to school or even listening or hearing about God's Word. That's why there's so much evil going on and so much killing and dying. And it's I'm living at a time I don't even recognize sometimes, Cheryl. But I know that God is in complete control, and he will never allow the enemy to take anything from him. Nothing.
Amen.
No matter how That's hard right. he's fighting, and he's fighting. But he can't have our children, our grandchildren, none of our seed, nor our friends and neighbors. If we pray consistently for them. Cheryl, we're out of time. I'm so glad you called. You so inspired me today with all the new changes and things that are going on in CEF. We have about 10 seconds here. Did you want to say anything in 10 seconds?
I would just like to encourage people to not be afraid. God did not give you a spirit of fear, 2 Timothy. And he wants us, 2:7, I believe it is, 2 Timothy 2:7. He wants us to be bold and share about Jesus with others. I also would like to ask you to put on your calendar March 5th. Please come. It cannot be a fundraiser without people being there. We cannot be successful without your listeners. So help us break through and not be the best kept secret in Marion County.
Amen. Out
You're
of time.
Listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP. Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Everson. I'll be on 10 till 12 today, and welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going